Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm also thrilled to have my co-host, Doug Cohn, here today. You'll hear from him in just a minute. And we have a great guest. Her name is Jennifer Main, and she's an intuition coach. So I can't wait to hear more about that. So welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sure thing. So let's start with your journey. Like, how did you become an intuition coach? I don't think that they had that, at least from the college I went to.
No. So I have a background in psychology and have worked in the addiction and homelessness field in the States and in the UK. And at that point had, you know, I'd struggled with migraines and, you know, other things that were kind of, you know, digestion, skin, things that were really starting to impact my quality of life. And you know, the conventional methods weren't working. And so I started to look at what else was out there. And I started to learn more, you know, went to see an acupuncturist, started to learn about things more in the kind of the mindfulness and energy fields. And and the more I started to learn about that, the more I recognized that that's really what was calling me. So I really loved the work I was doing before, but this just felt more natural and fulfilling. I just felt much more at home and working in that way. So began to train in a few different modalities and backgrounds, and have really found that, you know, over the years, the intuitive aspect of things, really understanding my own intuition, understanding the ways that I had actually been trying to suppress it unconsciously, I've been trying to control it or shut it down, is actually what was leading to the migraines and the physical issues that were there. So by understanding my own intuition, kind of the language, how it works for me, I've learned that, you know, I've been able to change the trajectory of my life, the way I relate to other people, the way I relate to the world around me. And so that's really what I share with people. And a lot of the people I work with are also very intuitive, highly sensitive. Now finding out more and more people are in kind of that neurodiverse realm. So that's kind of been my journey along the years of moving into this way of working with people.
That's fascinating that it led to migraines, like something physically, you know, that you weren't listening to your intuition.
Absolutely. Well, we know the mind-body connection. We know that stress can create illnesses and difficulties within the body. And what I kind of realized is that migraines have this connection with trying to control things and trying to kind of shut things down. And because on some levels I had been really kind of scared of my own intuition, I didn't know how to trust it. You know, I didn't grow up in a family that talked about these things, so I didn't really have language for it. I wasn't aware of what was really going on. It wasn't until I started to have conversations with other people that I started to understand it more. So once I started to understand what it was and kind of come to grips with it and relate to it a little bit differently, become unafraid of it, then that desire to control my intuition then lessened and lessened. And as that happened, the migraines began to resolve themselves. So I no longer have the same issues that I had before.
Wow. So how do you kind of teach people? How do you get them started better understanding their intuition? Right? Because typically we've probably all been fighting it for years.
Yes. So for everybody's a little bit different in terms of the way they receive information and how they relate to it as well. So some people will be very visual. So they'll be able to kind of see in their mind, they'll be able to visualize what they're planning for, what they're wanting to create, the scenarios that are they're happening around them, kind of, yeah, what they're tuning into and with these other senses. Some people are much more kinesthetic. They really feel what's a yes and what's a no. They can feel whether, you know, a person or a situation is trustworthy, whether they should go ahead with something or whether they should hold back and get some more information. Some people are quite auditory and it's kind of like they hear an answer, or, you know, sometimes people hear it through, it's like the music that goes through your head. There's messages within that, or there's understanding and clarity that comes through in those ways. And then there's a lot of people who just have that sense of knowing. So it's a really quick and clear, easy drop in. They just know what to do. They just know the answer for what it is that they're seeking. And really, we have the capacity for all of these senses, all these ways of receiving information. But you may find that there's one or two that you're just more comfortable with or that feel easier for you. So for a lot of people, it's really just starting with recognizing that actually everybody is intuitive. That it's not something that just certain people are, or that you can only do if you're meditating or in a yoga class or things like that. And that when you start to recognize all the times that you've made really good choices for yourself because you were following your intuition, then you can start to understand the more natural ways in which you access it and in which you can do it. For a lot of people, it's also learning how to carve out space and time for that because if you are running yourself ragged, go, go, go all the time, then your mind's going to be in that cycle of this is the answer, this is what you have to do, this is the logical thing. And the logical thing's not always the best thing for us. So for a lot of people, they've got to kind of start to develop some practices on getting still and getting quiet because intuition can be much more subtle, it can be softer. And if you're in a state of stress or distress, you're going to have a harder time kind of tuning into that. So it kind of depends on where people are at in their lives, how good their boundaries are, how good they are at really just taking that time to tune in. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And then you start to trust it more. It starts to lead you and guide you more. And then things just start to fit in your life much better, slot into place, click into place, much more aligned.
And you get that flow. I love the word flow, because then everything
Yes.
seems easy. And you hit my business partner on the head, which is knowing. She knows, and it comes right out of her mouth, from her head, right out of her mouth. And she's 99% of the time right. But me, I have the music in my head. I'm glad you said that. So I'm not crazy.
No.
Always a song in my head. And sometimes I'll tell my husband, I'll be like, oh, this is the song that's in my head. And he'll laugh. So I thought I was a little bit crazy. But yeah, I love that. I've talked to some people who have different modalities and stuff, and they encourage you to kind of like, when you're in that kind of craziness, you have to stop and breathe and kind of just pause and pay attention to what your body's doing and what your mind's thinking, and just to kind of I don't know, restart. But to be like mindful of like the here and now. Is that something that you encourage as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So much of this is connected with our nervous system. So our nervous systems help us to perceive the world around us. And there's a lot of talk right now about kind of nervous system regulation and all these things you do to regulate your nervous system. But actually, your nervous system already knows how to be regulated. It's just all the stuff you're putting in the way. It's the way you're stressing yourself out, the way you're filling your time, your life. With all these things that are either distractions that are stressors and are in and of themselves, are ways to avoid, are things that you're doing to try to create relief. So it's really about kind of stripping that stuff away because your nervous system and your mind just knows how to come back to center once you get out of your own space, out of your own way. So I think it's, we can feel pressured and pushed to come up with an answer, and we want to kind of force it and move it ahead. But actually, it's exactly what you're saying. It's that taking that breath and sitting with the body, sitting with that deeper aspects of who you really are, not the racing mind, and allowing those answers to come through. And you can get really specific with the questions that you're asking. You can start to play with it and again get a sense of what senses work best within you or that you're most comfortable with. But that first step is just allowing yourself to get still so that you can hear it or feel it.
Or in my case, you need to be taking a shower or driving, because that's when, my mind kind of relaxes from work, and I can, and then I start thinking, oh, well, kind of thinking bigger picture, like, oh, I didn't, what if I did it this way or that way? And I think a lot of people find that when they're not focused on work, especially, that they can start to look a little bit bigger and say, oh, what if I did it that way?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And you're kind of touching on kind of moving into flow states there. So like some people will go on a walk, and there's something about that rhythm and that movement forward that just kind of clicks you into a different state, which will bring you into alignment with your intuition as well. So this is why, as you're saying, as you're driving, as you're taking a shower in the bath, when people are kind of moving, you move yourself into that state where your intuition is more prevalent or more accessible. So yeah, there's loads of ways that you can do it. It's very cool to find out the best ways that work for you as an individual.
Yeah, that's good. So tell me, when do people come to you? Are they at the end of their rope and they've tried everything? Or I don't know, is there something that triggers in their mind that says, hey, this might be something I need to learn more about?
Yeah, that's a great question. I tend to get people who are very curious and who know they already have some understanding that we are more than just flesh and blood. We're more than what we kind of perceive in the physical senses. And they know that there's more to them that they're maybe not accessing. So a lot of people come to me because they want to more deeply understand their own unique gifts. How they're here to be of service to the world, how they can show up better as leaders, how they can really, yeah, just allow that to unfold. And, there's great logical, conventional wisdom out there that we can listen to and follow, but the reality is we are all unique individuals and we're meant to show up in our own unique way. So a lot of what I do is just helping to kind of pick that apart so that people can recognize. And it's often the stuff that they've dismissed because they go, well, if I can do this, anybody can do this. So it's not that valuable. And it's like, well, if it's that easy for you or feels that aligned and fulfilling for you, that's your calling you. So a lot of people are wanting to understand that and just again be able to listen to themselves more deeply.
Yeah, you're so right. Because sometimes it's like, I'll be talking to Kirsten, my business partner, and I'll be like, telling her something. She's like, that's so important. You need to tell people that. And I'm like, but don't think that. That's really simple. And she's like, no, that's simple for you, not always for everyone else. So tell me a little bit about, do you work with people of a certain age? Do you work with men or women? Are they in a certain profession? Tell me a little bit about that.
So I tend to work with women, but I work with men as well. I tend to work with people who are in the kind of healing, coaching, spiritual realm as well. So they tend to be very highly sensitive. They tend to be very intuitive, whether they know it or not. And they're in roles where they want to help support or care or guide people through their own experiences. I do get a lot of people in kind of corporate backgrounds as well who probably wouldn't describe themselves as being very kind of spiritual or intuitive, but again, they understand that as leaders, they want to be able to do that in new ways and it be really grounded and human, but also again tapping into those greater gifts and skills that are unique to them. And again, it can be kind of any and all age ranges. Most of my clients, again, are kind of 30s, 40s, 50s, but yeah, it just depends on whenever people feel called.
I love that. I love that you get corporate people because it's such a often, a dichotomy. The opposite of their day-to-day is structured and bottom line oriented, and this is completely, the other side of it.
Well, it's really interesting though, because actually when you're starting to develop your intuition, having healthy boundaries and some structures in place is actually what you need. It's really useful for that. And the clearer your boundaries are, the easier it is for you to really listen to yourself, because again, you're giving yourself that space and that time, and you know how to set those boundaries on different levels to open that up for yourself. If you're too messy, wishy-washy all over the place, then again, it gets hard to access that and connect in with that. So in a lot of ways, people who are very structured and have some order to their lives, they're in the perfect place for it.
I love that. Yeah. And I'm not surprised that you have a lot of women, because I think, women in general, generalizing is, feel like they have to do everything and they have to say yes to everything, and everything's, ultimately their responsibility. And, when the ones who get the most done and achieve the most, I think, are the ones that establish those boundaries. and keep to them.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things I work with people around this is kind of looking at ideas around obligation and burden and the things that we feel like we should be doing or saying yes to, when in reality, it doesn't serve anyone to be obligated and burdened into doing those things. And oftentimes, especially with women, and what you're saying is they're so busy, busy, busy doing everything for everyone else, they kind of forget themselves, and their intuition is really saying, please take a moment, please reassess, please have a look at this for everyone's sake. But if they're so caught up in that cycles, then they don't, or they won't take the time to really get into that.
Yeah, that's why Kirsten and I love helping mainly female entrepreneurs, but really any, actually outsource some of the things in their business so that they can enjoy that freedom and understand that they don't have to do everything and it doesn't have to cost them a fortune. So yeah, we'd love that. So do you typically work just one-on-one with people, or do you have group, or do you have courses or anything?
I have a bit of all of that. So yeah, I do work one-to-one with clients. I run events online. I have some in-person events right now, mainly in the UK, but I've done some things in the States as well. So it's a bit of everything, which is nice to have.
Yeah, so you're coming in from Edinburgh in Scotland. So did you start your business over there, or did you start it here?
I started it in the UK. Yeah, 15, 16 years ago, maybe a little more now, but somewhere around there.
That's fantastic. I love that. Well, is there, let's see, I know I asked you this earlier, but is there anything that you have coming up that you want to tell us a little bit about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have some online and in-person events right now on intuition, on practical intuition. So I have a few more master classes online, and then I have an in-person event the 1st and 2nd of November in Edinburgh for anyone who wants to hop on a plane.
Great excuse to hop on a plane. I love that.
But I will also be offering some things absolutely in March, again in Scotland. I'm going to be doing probably a 5-day retreat, and then looking at the rest of the year for things as well. So yeah, it's
March
happening.
2026 for whenever you're listening or watching this.
Absolutely.
Doug, did you have any questions for our guest?
Well, yes, and hi, Jennifer. It's great to hear what you're doing, and it's really fascinating and sounds very rewarding. I did have some questions. I find it interesting that what I would call middle-aged people are the majority of your customers. Do you have any thoughts about children? Because children can be very intuitive, and you talked about suppressing it, and maybe they learn from a young age to suppress it, and then in their 40s and 50s, when you get those boundaries, you're not afraid to go back after it. But do you have advice for people with young children and how to incorporate being intuitive into your day-to-day life?
Yeah, I love that. That's such a great question. Yeah, so I think with kids, so I know personally as a child, I was overwhelmed a lot because I was seeing a lot and I was feeling a lot. And a lot of what I was feeling didn't match up with what people were saying. So they would say that they were good or fine, but I could feel that they weren't. And I also really, I struggled a lot with, I loved my family members and my extended family, but hugging was hard because it was just the energy just felt like a lot for me because I was so sensitive. And so I think just having conversations with kids about how they feel about things and what they are picking up on, and if there's anything that they are, I don't know, experiencing in terms of their own senses, in terms of their own sensitivity, just being asked those things, I think is great. And, again, they may not have all the answers or know it, and that's fine. But just starting to kind of explore those topics and just getting a sense of, how do they get intuitive senses? How do they know if, their friend's being honest with them, or how do they know if they really want to go to this party, or, things along those lines, or how could they follow their intuition to help them study better, or, connect with their teachers, or ask for help, so it can, again, it can be something very practical, but just getting a sense of, yeah, again, how they're tuning into that information and receiving that would, I think, be huge, because I know I never had that and would have loved that if my family had been even aware that that was a thing for me. So, yeah.
So it sounds like having an open dialogue, and there's no negative to having that open dialogue and giving the child the opportunity to reflect on whatever they may be thinking about or feeling. One connected question: what about smartphones? And you talked early on about with migraines and how it's an escape mechanism. Well, certainly smartphones are now too. Do you have any thoughts or advice on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I'm an 80-20 kind of person. I'm not going to tell you that you need to be a monk in the hills and disconnect from everything in your life, because that's not our reality right now. But I do think it's good to set some boundaries with them. And if you find yourself just kind of mindlessly scrolling, or doing it to get a dopamine hit, or doing it to check out, to start to pay attention to what your the kind of the addictive qualities within it. And if it helps you to set timers for it, if it helps you to stick it away at a certain time of night, whatever it is that helps you do that, just start to implement those things. Because if you're using it well, it can, it can be a great tool. But when you start to notice the unhealthy dynamics creeping in, that's when you can start to say, ah, okay, this is where I need to check some things. This is where I need to set some time aside without it. And a bit of a digital detox never hurt anybody.
Yeah, accomplishing it is sometimes the tougher task.
Yeah, and you have to think too that, just because you change devices doesn't mean you're not on a screen. So if you go like to your phone and to your iPad or to your laptop, to your TV, they're all devices, they're all screens. So yeah, really important. So this has been fantastic and so educational. I think people need to think more about their intuition and try and be calm and let that come through, because so much talent out there, everyone has it, and they don't always know how to use it. So thank you for bringing all that to our attention today. So if people are listening and thinking, wow, she is absolutely the person I need to connect with, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, so my website is withjennifer.com, and you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at withjennifer44. I share videos and resources and things there as well, YouTube too. So yeah, there's plenty to that's free if you want to just check it out and see what's there.
Love that, with Jennifer. That's a nice, easy one. Although Jennifer Maine's pretty easy too. So you got that going for you. So the last question I will ask is what I ask my guests. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
So my tip to make the world a better place would be to start to set the boundaries in your life that give you the space for the intuition. Clear boundaries are the most compassionate thing you can give yourself and to other people. And when you really allow yourself to lean in and honor and respect yourself enough to do that, then you can move into that sense of flow where you feel much more connected, where you feel much more aligned. But for me, the first step is always setting the boundaries. Be compassionate enough towards yourself to do that.
That's perfect. What a great way to end. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us today. Thank you, Doug, for being my co-host. And
Thank you.
we look forward to hearing more and seeing more when we go to with Jennifer. Was that right? Okay,
That's
when
right.
we go to withjennifer.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.